Nick Healy for breakfast on 2SER 107.3.
We've had a bit of a history theme to today's show, and I want to keep that going and talk a little bit about an autobiographical documentary called The Last Goldfish. It's written and directed by Sue Goldfish, and it is a deeply personal look at her family history and some secrets buried in what is a rather unusual past. Now, it takes us from Australia to Trinidad and from North America to Germany during World War II, and many, many other places, both real and emotional as well. It's a story of displacement, and it's a look at the life of refugees and their families that resonates very, very loudly in today's world. Now, Last Goldfish is getting some cinematic screenings soon as part of the Jewish Film Festival and the Sydney Film Festival's Travelling Film Fest. You can even see it tonight at Bondi Junction. Sue Goldfish, writer-director, a good morning to you.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Now, I've got to say, when you start looking at making a film like this, there has to be some trepidation about delving that deeply into family secrets.
Well, not until you actually start uncovering them. It started off okay. It starts off kind of fairly personally. It's just me sort of trying to work out what's going on. It does get more complicated as I find people along the way. And when it comes to the end of the process, and I actually am showing a film that touches on the lives of quite a few people that I now know, yeah, I had to really think through what it was that I was doing.
Especially, clearly, how much it affected your father.
Yeah, but the thing with my film is that I've made it after his death, which is, one way out of dealing with any problems with him. But I think he'd be really kind of amazed that I've done what I've done.
You think he'd sort of, you know, I mean, I know he spent sort of so much time kind of hiding that trauma in his history. I think it's a beautiful that you've kind of gone through and uncovered this. And I think what I was saying before is it just feels so relevant to what we're seeing with refugees around the world today.
Well, I'm looking at the front page of the Sydney Morning Herald this morning where it says none will resettle here. And, you know, one of the things in my father's story, my father always said to me that he was not a refugee. And when I kind of investigated that, I ended up saying to him, but what do you mean you weren't a refugee? You had no citizenship as a Jewish, as a German Jew. He'd had his citizenship taken away from him. So when he sort of escaped from Germany, there was no going back. He didn't have anywhere to go. So ending up in Trinidad in the West Indies was, you know, amazing for him because it was a place of refuge. But he was lucky he got in. And a couple of weeks after he got in, the British colonial authorities started turning boats away from that island. So it's a very old, well-worn policy.
It is, very sadly so. And I don't think we're seeing the end of it in this country anytime soon, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, you explore the kind of way so much of what you uncovered changed your own understanding of yourself in terms of, you know, having siblings you'd never met and a Jewish heritage.
Yeah, I grew up in a family where there was an absence of stories. And this is the thing I realize as I get older is that there's just all this missing stuff. Like, why don't I have any cousins? Why don't I have any relatives? Why is it, you know, wherever I live, there isn't anyone else I'm related to, which is still the case here in Australia, actually. So to go on a journey where I end up finding a family where I never had one is amazing. But it was that growing awareness that our family was a little bit different to the other families, and just it's the absence of stories. And what my film is doing is basically putting all those stories back together again, which is the gift in a way that I gave to the family that I do find. I go, you know, I kind of we stitch it together and end up with a family story that's shared.
Well, it's certainly affecting people because you're getting quite a lot of accolades for it. What did I say? Official selection at Adelaide Film Festival, second place in the Audience Awards at Sydney Film Festival.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Is it?
No, it's been, people are responding to it in all kinds of different ways. Like as a queer person, particularly at the moment with, you know, the marriage equality kind of disaster going on at the moment. And please, if anyone hasn't put in that yes vote, go do it now.
Please.
You know, the whole thing around family is really important to us. And that was one of the things, like my family, my parents, even though they were quite open and quite liberal, they were also quite homophobic. So going out looking for a family was pretty important for me that they accepted me.
Now, I know we said it's going to be available as part of some film festival stuff. So I see it's also going to be at Golden Age Cinema. And I think you're doing a Q&A around that towards the end of the month, the 26th of November.
Yeah, I'll do a Q&A tonight for the Jewish Film Festival, which is Event Cinemas Bondi Junction, which is a giant screen.
It is huge.
And then I'll do a Q&A at Golden Age, which is this gorgeous, intimate screen.
And there will be another screening on the 10th of December at Golden Age 2, so there's plenty of opportunities for people to see it. No excuse to miss it.
Yeah.
Sue Goldfish, thank you so much for chatting this
thank
morning.
You.
And thank you so much for sharing this story. Have a great day.